Hello everyone and welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 330 for August 6th, 2024.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. I just have one thing for housekeeping this week, and that is I will not have a podcast episode next week because I will be out in California this weekend for the D23 Expo. So whenever I get back, I just won't have time to record and edit a podcast. It's going to be a packed weekend out at D23 with a ton of pin releases. So be sure to follow along on the website, Disney Pins Blog, in our social channels, Disney Pins Blog on Instagram, Facebook, and X. All right, now let's get into the pin news. First, we're going to start off with ourselves at DPB Store. Last week, we had our last release in the Disney Villains Hallway series, and it features Cruella. Limited edition of just 250, and the price is $38, and that ends out the series. I hope everyone enjoyed this collection. They are all still available except for Maleficent, but we are getting low on Gaston, Ursula, and Hades. So if you had your eye on this collection, head over to dpbstore.com. Next up is Box Lunch. They released their Halloween 2024 pins last week. There are a lot of nice designs this year. Characters include Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Stitch. There's actually three Stitch pins. There's this pastel Halloween collection featuring two Stitch and Mickey and Minnie. Then there are Winnie the Pooh Halloween pins featuring Pooh, Eeyore, Tigger, and Piglet. And then lastly was a larger Lilo and Stitch pin with Stitch wearing a skeleton costume. You've got ghosts in the background. That one is limited edition of 1,000. The price is $20.90. Next at Box Lunch was another new Loungefly limited edition pin. This one features Winnie the Pooh floral group portrait. The characters include Pooh, Eeyore, Piglet, and Tigger with a floral design. Limited edition of 1,000 and the price is $20.90. That is 3 inches in size. Lastly at Box Lunch, there were two film strip pins, one featuring the Aristocats and the second one featuring Lilo and Stitch. Both of those are $9.90 each. Next up is Hot Topic. They had a new Disney Princess Book blind box pin set. They have a hinge design. The princesses featured are Tiana, Rapunzel, Aurora, Snow White, Mulan, and Moana. One randomly selected pin per box, and the price is $12.90. Next up is Disney Store Online. Last week, they had a D23 Gold Member exclusive pin for Rock and Roller Coaster 25th Anniversary. It's limited edition of 1,000 and the price is $24.99. It features a gold G-Force record. Next at Disney Store, there are two exclusive Mary Poppins 60th Anniversary pins. One features Mary Poppins with the banner that reads 60th Anniversary. That one is limited edition of 1,650. Then there is a second one with a spinner element. It features Mary Poppins and the Penguins. That one is limited edition of 2,300. Both have a retail price of $19.99. Next at Disney Store was the 8th pin in the Marvel Superpower Pops collection. This one features Thor. Limited edition of 1,000 and the price is $19.99. Next we'll head overseas to Disney Store UK and Europe. They had their 7th release in the Magical Collections series. This one features Abu from Aladdin. Limited edition of 1,100 and the price is £16. Next is Shanghai Disney Resort. They had new Stitch and Angel pirate themed pins. One features Stitch and Angel on a pirate ship. Then you have single pins, one of Stitch with a pirate hat on, sitting on some gold treasures. And then same with Angel. She also has a pirate on next to a palm tree with the treasure chest below. Those are exclusive to Shanghai Disney Resort. And then finally, we have Disney Parks in America. First up is a new Club 33 exclusive pin. This one released at the Club 33 at Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World Resort. It is the Pirates of the Caribbean logo pin. Very nice design on this one. Sculpted metal, red pirate hat on, and has the Club 33 logo at the top. It is limited edition of 300. Next at Disney Parks, all of the Halloween 2024 open edition pins released. These are available now at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. You can find them throughout each park and the resorts. Next, there was a new Candy Apple Mystery Pin Set at Disney Parks. There are 8 pins in total. They are themed after Ursula, Hades, a Mickey Pumpkin, Maleficent, Sorcerer Mickey, the Poison Apple, Minnie Mouse, and Prince John. And then we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks. First, we'll start off with the exclusives at Walt Disney World. Florida received their 8th pin in the Walt Disney World Parades collection. This one features the Grand Fiesta Tour starring the 3 Caballeros. Limited edition of 3,000 and the price is $19.99. Next at Walt Disney World was a new annual passholder exclusive pin release featuring the Haunted Mansion. It has the singing bus on it. It's limited release and the price is $17.99. Next we'll head over to Disneyland for their exclusives. They also received the 8th pin in the Disneyland Parades collection. This one features Pinocchio's Daring Journey. Limited edition of $2,500 and the price is $19.99. Disneyland also received a Haunted Mansion pin. This is a Magic Key exclusive. Their version features Madame Leota. Limited release and the price is $17.99. Lastly, at Disneyland, there was a new Mickey's Pumpkin Patch pin. This is also a Magic Key exclusive, limited edition of $3,000, and the price is $19.99. And then we have these shared pin releases on both coasts. There were Mary Poppins 60th anniversary pins in the parks as well, 2 single pins, one featuring Mary Poppins on the carousel, second one featuring Mary Poppins with the penguins. Both are limited edition of $4,000 and are $19.99 each. Then there was a box pin set, 3 pins in this box set, with gold frames, limited edition of $4,000, and the price is $59.99. Then there was a new Character Connection Mystery Pin Set featuring the Muppets Haunted Mansion, limited edition of $700, and there are 2 LE400 Chaser pins, one randomly selected pin per box, and the price is $19.99. Then there were some Hocus Pocus pins at Disney Parks. First one is a single pin featuring Minnie, Daisy Duck, and Clarabelle Cow. That is limited release, price is $17.99. Then there was a Hocus Pocus mystery pin set. 2 randomly selected pins per box. It's limited release and the price is $29.99 per box. And there are 10 pins in total for that collection. Then there was a new Star Wars pin. This is the collection with the 3 characters on it. I believe this one is called the Gamorrean Group. It's the 5th one in the series, limited release, and the price is $17.99. And then there were 2 new Fig Pin Halloween releases at Disney Parks. One features the Headless Horseman, and the second one features the Watchman. Both are limited release, price is $24.99 each. And all those Disney Park pins I just mentioned released on August 6th, 2024. And then lastly, in case you guys missed it, up on the website, we did feature the August pin preview flyers, as well as the Halloween 2024 pin preview flyers. There's 2 separate blog posts up at disneypinsblog.com. All right, so that's going to do it for your August 2024 week 1 Disney pin news. Again, I will not have a podcast episode next week, but follow along on the website and all of our social channels for lots of D23 coverage out in Anaheim. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.